ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿಬೋಲ್ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿಬೋಲ್ ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಾರಿಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕೆ ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಾರಿಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕೆ ಗಂಧರ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೆ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಗೌರಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕೆ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮ ಉದೀರಯೇ. ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ನಂಬರ್ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. And today we are reading text number 61.
Vilokya bhagna sankalpam vimanaaksham vrushadvajam tadhayam bhagavan vishnu ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ವಿಮಾನಾಕ್ಷಂ ವೃಷಧ್ವಜಂ ತದಾಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ವಿಮಾನಾಕ್ಷಂ ವೃಷಧ್ವಜಂ ತದಾಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯ. ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯ. ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ವಿಮಾನಾಕ್ಷಂ ವೃಷಧ್ವಜಂ ತದಾಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯಾತ್ ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ವಿಮಾನಾಕ್ಷಂ ವೃಷಧ್ವಜಂ ತದಾಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯತ್. ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ. ವಿಲೋಕ್ಯ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಂ ವಿಮಾನಾಕ್ಷ ವೃಷಧ್ವಜಂ ತದಾಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯತ್. विलोक्य भग्न संकल्पम तानाशद्वजम् तदायं भगवान् विष्णु तत्रोपायं अकल्पय विलोक्य सीइंग भग्न संकल्पम डिसअपॉइंटेड विमानाक्षम एक्सट्रीमली अनहैप्पी वृषध्वजम लॉर्ड शिवा तथा एट दैट टाइम आई एम दिस भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विष्णु लॉर्ड विष्णु तत्र अबाउट द वेल ऑफ नेक्टर उपायम मीन्स हाउ टू स्टॉप इट अकल्पयत considered. Translation, seeing Lord Shiva very much aggrieved and disappointed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, considered how to stop this nuisance created by Maya Dhanava. There is no purport, I will read further. Text number 62. Then Lord Brahma became a calf and Lord Vishnu a cow. And at noon, they entered the residence and drank all the nectar in the well. Text 33. The demons could see the calf and cow, but because of the illusion created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons could not forbid them. The great mystic Maya Dhanava became aware that the calf and cow were drinking the nectar, and he could understand this to be the unseen power of providence. Thus, he spoke to the demons who were grievously lamenting. Text 64. Maya Dhanava said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone. Whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being or anyone else. Purport. The Supreme Lord is one, Krishna, the Vishnu Tattva. Krishna expands himself into Vishnu Tattva, personal expansions, Swamsha, who control everything. Maya Dhanava said, however I plan, you plan, or both of us plan, the Lord has planned what is to happen. No one's plan will be successful without his sanction. We may make our own various plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, they will never be successful. Hundreds and millions of plans are made by all kinds of living entities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, they are futile. I'll also read 65 and 66 because it's very related to the translation. 65-66. Narada Muni continued, thereafter Lord Krishna by his own personal potency consisting of religion, knowledge, renunciation, opulence, austerity, education and activities equipped Lord Shiva with all the necessary paraphernalia such as a charioteer, a flag, horse, elephants, a bow, a shield and arrows. When Lord Shiva was fully equipped in this way, he sat down on the chariot with his arrows and bow to fight with the demons. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.16, Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu, Lord Shiva is the best of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Lord Krishna. Indeed, he is one of the Mahajanas, the 12 authorities on Vaishnava philosophy. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manuhu, etc. Lord Krishna is always prepared to help all the Mahajanas and devotees in every respect. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Although Lord Shiva is very powerful, he lost a battle to the Asuras and therefore he was morose and disappointed. However, because he is one of the chief devotees of the Lord personally equipped him with all the paraphernalia for war. The devotee, therefore, must serve the Lord sincerely. And Krishna is always in the background to protect him and, if need be, to equip him fully to fight with his enemy. For devotees, there is no scarcity of knowledge or material requisites for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada, that giving assurance that for devotees there is no scarcity of knowledge or material requisites for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. In the previous purport also Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in the previous purport, number 64, where Prabhupada mentioned that we may make our various plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, they will never be successful. Hundreds and millions of plans are made by all kinds of living entities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, they are futile. So interesting. Every year, the government makes different plans, budget plan, then expansion plans, that plan, this plan, so many plans. Every government change, they propose in their manifesto, we do this, we do that. So many plans they propose. But unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, nothing is going to work. In the current generation we see, there's so many plans and so many wars, so many things actually going on. Even recent days, last 1 week, there's a big summit happening at Dubai regarding the how to safeguard the world from environment, climate change. There are so many plans they are making, but none of the plans, although they are making so many plans, none of the plans they could able to execute it properly to stop the climate change. Why? Because unless individual persons' consciousness changes, and none of their plans work in this world. And the supermost plan of the material world is not to stay comfortably in this material world. When the living entity comes in this material world, it's not just to enjoy, but it is to rectify. It's like when the prisoner goes to a prison house, that is not to enjoy in the prison, but it is to rectify his consciousness and become purified and come out as a healthy citizen, normal citizen. So similarly, this material world, Durgham, so this is a fort of prison, is to rectify the living entity. And that is the supermost plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other than that, there is no other plan. But when the living entity comes, identifying with the material body and senses, identifies with extended family, not just his own family who born from his body, but he also identifies, this is my country, this is my race, and they try to, you know, do so many things, only considering, that's why it's called Dehatma Buddhi. But that plans which are related to the Dehatma Buddhi will not work. And in Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned that in this purport, Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna is always prepared to help all the Mahajanas and devotees in every respect. Because that's the promise of Krishna. In Kaunteya Pratijanihi Nameh Bhakta Pranashyati. And Krishna, various situations, he protected his devotee. So recently we have seen in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, how Prahlad Maharaj was protected. And devotees sometimes ask, okay, if Lord is protecting, is it only in Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord protects? Only these devotees he protect? Does he protect me also? Does he protect us also? Does he protect my family members? Although we are undergoing so many health crises or financial crises or relationship crises, does he also help us? So that's where the question comes. What is real protection is? So we actually don't even know what is protection. So yes, at one level the protection of this temporary body is required, but the temporary body protection is to achieve the ultimate goal. If our consciousness is aligned with the ultimate goal of life, so we may expect protection from the Lord. But if our consciousness is not aligned with our ultimate goal of life, that is to attain the Supreme Lord, attain the Supreme Abode, what is the use of just getting protection? That's okay. Let us see. And people like to follow so many things. Now nowadays, you see there is a huge fan following for every person in the world, and everybody like to be followed by so many people. So that's why we all have Facebook accounts, we have Instagram accounts, we have YouTube videos. You know, people like to be followed whatever they do. Although it's a nuisance, they like that so many likes they will get and so many followers they will attain, just to show off, right? And the Srimad Bhagavatam says that the person to whom we follow, if he is a blind person, he will lead to the ditch. Because the person who is following is blind spiritually. Because why blindness of spiritual reality is very necessary to understand is because somebody may have eyes, somebody may have material knowledge, but if he doesn't know the actual purpose of entire life, it's not just to finish our degrees, then get PR, then earn money, have a house, have a wife, have children, then work hard, then get old, 60, 70, then die. That's not just the purpose of life. But the purpose of life is Srimad Bhagavatam, and even if logically you think the purpose of life is to attain the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu. So, the general leaders in the world, anybody to whom we aspire to follow, they don't know anything else other than satisfying the body and senses. You ask any person what you do, they'll say, I work so and so, I am from so and so, I do these activities, I play tennis, I play cricket, I play badminton. Or you ask, what is your occupation? They say, I am a clerk, I am an engineer, I am a civil engineer, I am that, I am this. So they just say the occupation, they say what they do. But they cannot even know what you are, a spirit soul. So all they tell is their four propensities in the material world: eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And you ask what you are, what you do, so they tell only, in summary, these four things. And all the activities what they do is ultimately relating to these four things. But that's not the purpose of material world. So that's why whomever we follow other than the devotees of the Supreme Lord, they are just leading a person to how to better eat, how to better entertain yourself in the material world, enjoy, and how to better sleep, and how to better recreate, and how to better defend. So that's all in summary. So that's why we need to know to whom we have to follow. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mahajana Yena Gathastapanta. So Mahajanas. So otherwise, if we are not following Mahajanas, we are obviously following Puranjanas. Because all the persons in this material world, other than the devotees and Mahajanas, great devotees, so they are Puranjanas. Puranjanas means they are just bound by their lusty desires in a various degree. So if we follow a Puranjana, we'll also become a Puranjana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam previously, we read the story of Puranjana, how he was attached to his body and mind and senses, attached to his wife. After passing away, he just had to take birth as a woman. Of course, there is nothing wrong in taking a birth as a woman, but to lose the opportunity is the problem. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, don't follow the blindfold people. Andha yathandai upagheya manat. So in the material world, many people follow andha yathandai upagheya manat. What they do, they just take us to the ditch. So none of them help us to attain the ultimate purpose of life. And to whom we have to follow? So as I said, so we have to follow the devotees. And from the writings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the acharyas, we hear that who is the devotee we want to follow? Who is the devotee we want to follow? Is he the devotee who has so many likes on his YouTube videos? Or is he the devotee who has eloquent speaking capacity? Or is he the devotee who has so much wealth and reputation in this world? Of course, if devotee has all these things along with the dedication to serve the mission of Supreme Lord and highest faith, unflinching faith on the holy name and the Supreme Lord, yes, if devotee has that kind of quality, yes, we want to follow them. So that's why all the acharyas, they say, they want to follow the six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur says, I want to read the scriptures of six Goswamis. I want to follow their teachings. So we want to follow a devotee who is Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. So who has unflinching faith on the Supreme Lord and His holy name, and who has unflinching faith on the spiritual master. And Shastra says, to that kind of devotee, all the knowledge, all the essence of the revealed scriptures is imparted upon him. Not on those who says, oh, no, I don't follow any scripture, I don't follow spiritual master, I am proclaiming by myself, I am the great, I am the guru of the whole world. Not that kind of person who doesn't even know the conclusions of the scriptures. We want to follow the person who has unflinching faith on the Supreme Lord and the scriptures. Esse deve parabhakti etha deve tatha guru, Mundaka Upanishad says. And he says, tatseva katitahya prakashanti. So all the imports of Vedic scriptures are revealed to that kind of devotee. Why? Because they follow the disciplic succession. And in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada very nicely says, the devotee therefore must serve the Lord sincerely, and Krishna is always in the background to protect him, and if need be, to equip him fully to fight with his enemy. So what is the enemy that we want to fight in this material world? Who is the enemy? Yes? Maya? Very good. You will get first 100% marks. Maya. So Maya is ignorance. Ignorance of our identity. So first and foremost thing that we want to fight with the ignorance. So how do we come out of that ignorance? Yes? By chanting? Yes? Very good. 9 processes of devotional service? Yeah? Reading scriptures? Very good. Yes. 9 processes of devotional service includes everything. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. It includes everything, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam. So Shravanam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely explains that. He tells that for a preacher, first and foremost thing he should do is to create a favorable environment to the ignorant person. So, favorable environment, that means we have to, because by nature, living entity does not want to, in this material world especially, does not want to come to the spiritual line, because they identify with the material body and the senses along with his extended family. They think, oh, my purpose is to just to maintain them. So that's all. So we have to create a favorable environment that this is not the only purpose you have, but you have higher purpose in this material world. Then you give knowledge. With that knowledge, along side by side, we ask them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So otherwise, if you directly go and say, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they say, why? I have so many things. Why should I waste my time chanting same mantra again and again? So that's why we create a favorable environment. We systematically bring them to spiritual consciousness, spiritual Krishna consciousness. And for a preacher, what is the qualification? What qualification required for a preacher to expect protection from the Lord in his activities? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur again, he tells, the qualification of a preacher is not that eloquent speaking. The qualification of a preacher is the purity and his sincerity in chanting the holy names. So that's why Srila Prabhupada always tells, sincerity is the force, purity is the force. So that's what we want to develop it. And when we are sincere in our endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness, to help others and to fight with the enemy, Maya, so all the backup support will automatically comes. And we don't need to separately endeavor. So other than that, if we just want to, you know, be happy in our own comfortable zone, we may read so many literature, we may chant 64 rounds every day or an Ekadashi, but if we are not helping in preaching work, that will not take us deeper in our Krishna consciousness. If at all we want to go deeper in our Krishna consciousness, in whatever capacity we have, we should help others to bring them to Krishna consciousness. So only then we can taste the nectar of devotional service. And when we are engaging ourselves in preaching activity, irrespective of, that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you know, preach, 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 speak only when it is required. He doesn't say speak, speak, speak. He says preach, 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 speak only when it is required. That means we preach not just with words, we speak with our conduct. So how we conduct ourselves and with our personal behavior, so we preach others. So when we go to India, our old friends, they ask, oh, you are not like that anymore, you changed. What brought you change in yourself? Do they ask you? Anybody? Right? When we become devotees and they see a huge change, they ask, what happened to you? You are not behaving same way. You are not rude anymore. You are so gentle. You are so sober. You are so happy. What happened to you? Why? Because they see a change, a positive vibe in you. So seeing that, they inquire. Then you can speak. So that's why preach, 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 speak only when it is required. And the preaching is not just converting somebody from one faith to other faith. Srila Prabhupada always mentions in his lectures, in his purports, so we are not trying to convert from one religion to other religion. We are not making Muslims to Hare Krishnas. We are not, of course, if they follow the Vedic tradition, if they follow the Bhagavad Dharma, that's well and good. But we are trying to help them, whatever religion you are following, follow it 100%. But these days, 100% teachings are not available. Everything adulterated. So like Indian constitution, adulterated 90%. All the clauses changed. Similarly, Bible changed. Quran, there are so many changes. Because every person, other than those who come in line of Vaishnava tradition, so they try to exploit others by giving their own priorities, giving their own teachings. You know, recently I was at a Buddhist catering at Bendigo. So the person on the first day, he was introducing me, showing me around their monastery. So he showed me one of their guru, they call Lama, their gurus. So he showed me, this Lama passed away in 1985. Then he incarnated as this person. He showed me, he is this person. So he is giving talks. I said, okay, yeah, reincarnated. I thought he is also, once he reincarnated, he also become a very nice spiritual person. Then after a minute, he told me, but this person doesn't follow Buddhism anymore. he is not following. He was in the monastery for 16 years, but after 16 years he decided he doesn't want to follow anymore. But we are trying to get him back. But for that entire retreat, he was the speaker. And blindly people want to follow him. Who doesn't want to follow their own tradition? And they themselves, they say, he is my own guru, reincarnated. It's not reincarnated, he fall down. And but still people want to follow what he says. See how blindly they are. So that's why Bhagavatam says, andai atandai upagiya manat. So we don't want to be that kind of followers. And the preaching work also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely instructed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not that we have to learn, you know, entire scriptures, only then we will start. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, wherever we are, whatever level we are at, we preach. So there is one very nice pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. It comes in chapter number 7, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going on a tour to South India after liberating Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he was going on a tour. It comes in chapter number 7. He comes to Kurmakshetra. He meets Kurma Brahmana. So in the conversation with Kurma Brahmana, because wherever Mahaprabhu went, because Mahaprabhu himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whoever seen Mahaprabhu, and they ecstatically chanting. And then finally Mahaprabhu, I will read from verse number, this Madhya Leela chapter 7, verse 119. I'll read from 118. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnava. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflowed the entire country. After some time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest of Lord Kurma deity gave him various offerings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained, and I shall not repeat the explanation. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. In one village, there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect and devotion. This Brahmana brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, washed his lotus feet, and with his family members drank that water. With great affection and respect, that Kurma Brahmana made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. After that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. The Brahmana then began to pray, "O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come into my home. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune. It cannot be described. Today my family, birth and riches have all been glorified." The Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I cannot no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life." You know, many of us in the same situation. Yes, before becoming devotees, material life is very comfortable. We try to, you know, go in a rat race, earn money, spend for whatever need, and repeat the same thing. But once we become devotees, we think, oh, No, I should retire and go to Vrindavan or Mayapur, settle in Puri Jagannath or somewhere in the holy dham. I don't want to work anymore. I will work so much now and keep it in my bank balance so that I don't have to work anymore. I can be peaceful doing my bhajan. I will do some seva. For that reason, many devotees, many has plans, isn't it? So similarly, Kurma Brahmana also selling. No, Lord, I got your darshan, you came my home, I drank your charanamrita and your remnants. Now I realized that I don't want to suffer in this materialistic life, I want to come with you. You know, other than our tradition, any other tradition you take, Vaishnava traditions, Kumara Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya, if somebody comes to this level, they think, oh, this is great. And I remember I was, 1 year I was going to India. I met one Sri Vaishnava devotees in aeroplane, Malaysian Airlines. There was 1.5 hour gap for the next flight. So we both were talking. So he asked me, what do you do and what services you do? Then I was explaining. Now we go to universities, preach to students. He was immediately told me, don't worry about all these preachings, Lord will do. He will convert. So we have to concentrate on our bhajan. I didn't speak much. But here we see what Lord says. So the Brahmana told in this way, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Yes, chant the holy name of Krishna, because first we have to purify ourselves and before purifying others. Then he says, Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agnaya guru hana tara edesh. Instruct everyone to, this is a famous verse, instruct everyone to follow the order of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. And Mahaprabhu says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further advised the Brahmana Kurma, if you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. Now, if at all we want company of the Supreme Lord, and if we want to meet the Lord, this is the best way. Preaching. So, Mahaprabhu himself says, so if you follow my instructions, what is the instruction? At the home, chant always the holy names. Outside the house or wherever you go, yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Always preach the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and preach everyone, help them to chant the holy names. And then Mahaprabhu said, if you follow these regulative principles, if you follow chanting the holy names every day and preaching, we will meet here, or rather, we will never lose, you will never lose my company. So this is the only way. So that's why devotees, you know, whenever after book distribution, devotees come and share their realizations. They say, you know, all the we've seen Dvija Pitambar Prabhu or Manmohan Prabhu, Jed and Jed Prabhuji and Gopavrindesh Prabhu, they've been traveling last 10 days. You know, they are also like Goswamis, they don't have fixed roof at one place to live in. They go to different cities, they pitch a tent, live in the tent, next morning wind up and go to other place to distribute books. But they're so ecstatic when they're distributing 9 hours, 10 hours straight on the street. Whomever they meet, they try to give Krishna.
If a normal person who is distributing dictionaries or other things or selling, no, he feel tired after 1-2 hours. I never been so long on the book distribution outside. But I have heard so many devotees saying that, Victor Prabhu was telling me, he was at Flinders station distributing books, and next to him, we see in the city so many charity people, they hold iPad and they try to stop for pure water in Africa or food donation, Red Cross and so many things, dictionary books like that. So they observed Victor Prabhu for a long time, 1-2 hours, and he was so happy even after spending 2 hours distributing books. But this person got exhausted and nobody stopping at him, but many people stopping at Victor Prabhu. After some time, this person came and asked him, "No, what you do? You are so happy doing it and people are stopping for you, but they are not stopping at us." But they become envious also. He said, "We paid to distribute here. We paid here to do our activity. You better go somewhere else." See, and he said, "You are paid, but I am not paid." Victor Prabhu told them. Then they understood, okay. And he changed but he said, "Still I will move." And he went to other place. Again, same thing. He was so happy distributing books, many people coming. Although he left that place and nobody coming here. So that's the ecstasy one feels in preaching. It's not just in book distribution. Even you go Harinam, even you go any program, you try to give others, you will get that nowhere else we can find. And in the same chapter, further, Mahaprabhu meets another Vaishnava, Vasudeva Lipa. So Mahaprabhu, after instructing Kurma Brahmana, he left that village to the next village. And this particular Brahmana, Vasudeva, he heard that Mahaprabhu had come to Kurma Brahmana's house. So he came very hastily to meet Mahaprabhu. But by the time he reached, Mahaprabhu already left. Imagine, with so much anxiety, person came to see Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu left. He was so morose and he felt that my life is useless, waste. And this Vasudeva Lipar is such an exalted person. Have you seen anybody having leprosy? No? I have seen. So it's almost like bugs, they eat entire flesh and skin. And this leper, if any bug falls down from his body, and he carefully picks that bug and puts it at the same place. And so much compassionate. And he gives his body to others' service. He tells, "Then one night Vasudeva heard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. In the morning he came to see the Lord at house of Kurma. When the leper Vasudeva came to Kurma's house to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was informed that the Lord had already left. The leper then fell to the ground unconscious. When Vasudeva, the leper Brahmana, was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him." No, Lord already left. But he is Sarvantaryami and he is omniscient. He knows everyone's heart. So Lord came back. Lord came back and embraced him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudeva's body became very beautiful to his great happiness.
When the Lord touched, his leprosy gone away, his distress gone away. You know, in that condition, if we are suffering from a diseased condition for so long, and people just to see us, they feel very uncomfortable, and just to come near to us, they feel so much bad smell. You know, if you go to any hospital where the burned place or mortuary, that how it smells, when you go near the leprosy patient, that bad smell comes. And people don't even come close to. And if somebody come out of that position, how they feel? So happy, isn't it? So happy. Oh, Lord, help me so much. He feels so happy. Lord brought me out of my diseased condition. I'm so happy. But here Vasudeva says, the Brahmana, Vasudeva, was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's common. And he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, touching the lotus feet of the Lord. There he recites a verse from Sudama Vipra meeting Lord Krishna. He said, "Who am I, a sinful poor friend of a Brahmana? And who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms." And then Brahmana continued, Vasudeva said, "O my merciful Lord, such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entity. Such mercy be found only in you. Upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily order. Yet you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Being meek and humble, the Brahmana Vasudeva worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, this is the condition of Vasudeva. He is thinking, not happy, he became even more morose, because he is thinking, now I got cured of my disease, I may become proud. Because he became so beautiful. He is thinking, I may become proud of this beauty. So, we also, when we come out of the diseased condition of material existence, oh, I became a devotee, he is not devotee, I am so proud. So, to come out of that proudness, Mahaprabhu gives instruction again. To protect the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra incessantly. By doing so, he would never become unnecessarily proud. So that's the first instruction. So chant the holy names always. The second instruction, he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudeva to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would very soon accept him as his devotee. And again, next instruction is very important. In the both the cases, in the Kurma Brahmana's case, Mahaprabhu said, if you are preaching, continuing, you are chanting and preaching, we will meet again. And in Vasudeva's situation also, he said, you chant and preach, instruct everyone to chant. As a result, Krishna would very soon accept him as his devotee. And what more we required? And preaching, already the best preaching, we may not fully, thoroughly knowledgeable of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, but we have a person who is fully, thoroughly knowledgeable, that is Srila Prabhupada. So all we have to do, somehow or other, help a person to read Srila Prabhupada books. So that's it. That's all. That's our success. All our prasadam distribution, harinam, everything, somehow or other, bring a person to read Srila Prabhupada books, and Srila Prabhupada will preach to him. And when we are engaged in that activity, Krishna will give all the protection, all the necessary knowledge. Because, you know, even in the material world, when we are working in any company, like Prabhu is working in an IT company, Prabhu is a professor, if somebody is under you working, if they are lacking some knowledge or some skill, your company provides you some kind of training, isn't it? Correct. Even a normal, any place you go, even you go work in a petrol station, even you go work in a cleaning place, they call you, come, we'll give you training. How to operate the cleaning machine. They'll give full training. You have to get the certificate. And when we are working under the Supreme Lord, why do we think He will not give training? Does internal training He give? External training? Prabhupada is giving. That's why He, you know, arranged this entire Krishna Consciousness Society, and we have certificated courses like Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, so many courses. If not course, just read Srila Prabhupada books, and same thing, whatever we understood, we help them. That's the way. And then very soon we will see, we will meet the Lord. And Lord will recognize, accept us as His devotee. So that's the success of life. And in the purport also, in the purport to this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions, this is the process of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Each and every member of this society was rescued from very abominable condition. But now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. They are not only cured of the disease called materialism, but are also living a very happy life. Everyone accepts them as great devotees of Krishna. You know, all the relatives, they say, although we are chanting 16 rounds, some in the morning, some in the night, some in sleeping mode, but still outside person says, oh, my relative is a big devotee. He goes to temple every day. He chants every day. Because that recognition is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Great devotee of Krishna. And their qualities are manifesting in their very faces. Very happy faces, devotees' faces. If one wants to be recognized as a devotee by Krishna, he should take to preaching work, following the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then one will undoubtedly, Srila Prabhupada stressing, then one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya, Lord Krishna Himself, without delay. Without delay. Srila Prabhupada said, undoubtedly without delay, one will achieve Krishna. I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments, corrections, please. Yes, Prabhu.
So the Maya Danava who created this nuisance there.
Yes, Prabhu.
He himself later acknowledges that everything is under the will
of this.
So that's interesting to
correct
note. Yeah.
I forgot that point actually. So excited for the next verse. Yeah, Mayadhanava himself he was telling. It's not just my plan, it's not your plan, combinedly both of our plan, none will work when Lord wants to do something.
An interesting, important point to bring up here, because it's the book distribution marathon that they often mention, when people are giving seminars on book distribution, they often mention this section here, that because the analogy there that Lord Shiva couldn't defeat the demon through his own effort, but then Krishna gave him this special paraphernalia. He gave him a chariot and armor and a bow and arrow, and so he often bring an analogy that these books that Prabhupada has given to are like Krishna's arrows, and then the devotees giving out these books, it's like Lord Shiva was using this bow and arrow, and he managed to shoot down this the enemy there. So they often say these books are like Krishna's arrows that he gave to Lord Shiva, and he was able to defeat the Mahadhanava demon that way. And you know, like we have Prabhupada has given us this temple and the vehicle and the driver and the books, and that way we can defeat the demons, you know, with the,
yes.
With the books are just like Krishna's arrows.
Yes. These are our arrows.
Yes.
Weapons. Our books are our weapons.
Yes.
To cut the ignorance.
And later on we say that Lord Shiva has given this name Triparari, and that way he was able to shoot down these three vehicles. And a famous book distributor's name was Triparari. He was in the early days. He was doing lots and lots of books, and Prabhupada was very pleased with him that he gave.
Yeah.
So this name Triparari is related to this pastime. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All the book distributors can remember. These books are like Krishna's arrows. They're going to shoot down the demons.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, you mentioned how we should follow the acharyas who have a higher taste. But sometimes, Prabhu, we see a devotee, he is doing his services so nicely, he is humble and has many other good qualities, and we try to follow them. But then we end up imitating them and just doing what they are doing. So Prabhu, my question is, what is the difference between imitating and following? I mean, imitating is like, I mean, following is like we want to be like them, so.
What's the difference between imitating and following? No, imitation is like a mimicry. You try to imitate bird's voice, and many times devotees like to imitate their spiritual master or their mentors. You know, they like to sing the same way their spiritual master sings. They like to repeat same words. So that's just imitation. Following means following their attitude in their devotional service. How selflessly they're trying to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That's the following. So imitation is imitation of their gestures. Like some spiritual masters use particular gestures, particular words, particular way of singing, particular phrases they use. And the followers also use the same phrases, same thing. So that's just imitation, but they don't understand the internal mood of that particular person whom they are following. Then in the following, we follow in the footsteps. And the first following comes of the teachings, of the instructions. So that we need to take. And imitation is like a melody. Imitating the melody. That's why, you know, many devotees like to sing how Aindra Prabhu sings. The same tune, same type of crying. That's just an imitation. That's what Aindra Prabhu himself said in one lecture. People may try to imitate my melodies, but they cannot imitate my internal mood. They cannot reach the internal mood. So when we follow, we try to connect to their internal mood. That's it? And how do we do that? By conducting ourselves sincerely in our every endeavor.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. As Prabhu said, imitators, they equate themselves with the person they to whom they are imitating. Followers are not like that. And imitation will not last longer. Because everybody has individual capacity, individual skills and mercy. So that will not last longer.
Try to imitate Krishna himself.
Exactly. Yeah. Pandruka.
He just himself exactly acted like.
Yeah. But even when Krishna saw him, he also looks exactly same, like Pandurka. But whereas the following, who looks similar to Krishna, exactly like Krishna?
Uddhava.
In the color, that's why when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, all the gopis said, oh, he looks same as Krishna. But he never exhibited himself as Krishna. And he is such an intimate associate of the Lord. And he knows everything. That's why Krishna sent him. Even the letter Krishna wrote very secretly, that's a very private letter, but Uddhava knows everything. He is a great follower of Uddhava. Okay, we'll stop here. Gandharashrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.